Your Excellency, permit me to make a few remarks about the significance of your decisive victory at the 2016 elections that relates to our family and the Dankwa Buzia Dombo families in general. First of all, the massive endorsement by the people of Ghana at the last elections shows clearly the hard work, commitment, tenacity of purpose, believing in oneself and God are essential requirements for success in any endeavor. That Your Excellency has demonstrated these attributes over the years is not in dispute at all. And all discerning observers were not therefore surprised at your victory. Second, your victory is an inspiration to our family and should motivate all members of the Dankwa Buzia Dombo tradition to strive hard to keep the vision of our founding fathers alive, because the ideals of what they stood for and died for were freedom, justice, and the rule of law, which are always issues that are worth dying for. In this regard, the Bine Kabo royal family and chiefs and people of the Lora traditional area wish to thank Your Excellency for the encouragement, support, and mentorship you gave and continue to give our son, Honorable Anthony Abeifa Kabo, which enabled him to recapture and reclaim back our lost heritage won for us by Na Kabo I and Abeifa Kabo, later known as Na Abeifa Kabo II, all of blessed memory. Honorable Ambrosero reclaimed it in 2006, only for us to lose it again subsequently. Thank you, Your Excellency. For some reason, since the 1992 constitutional dispensation, the Lora constituency has always been considered by all parties as a battleground constituency, always fiercely contested by all parties. We wish to assure Your Excellency that we are determined to keep this seat forever at where it rightly belongs, through hard work and determination. We believe that Your Excellency shares in our commitment and will continue to guide and support us to this end. Your Excellency, my people and myself wish to assure you of our support for the bold efforts being taken by our government to ensure the development of the country and the people of the Lora District in order to improve upon our living conditions. We are encouraged by the bold initiatives taken so far by our government towards this end, including planting for food and jobs, the District One Factory, the One Village One Dam, and the free senior high school program, among others. These are acclaimed by all Ghanaians and the world at large. We are aware that all these projects and many others still in the pipeline for Lora will manifest on land, and we promise to facilitate the acquisition of land for these purposes. My traditional council and the District Assembly have already set in motion a process to ensure litigation-free land for the projects, given the peculiar nature of the land tenure arrangements in the Upper East and the Upper West, where land is held by individuals, families, and clans, leading to fragmentation of land parcels. This situation requires extensive negotiations and the problems associated with it, and we intend to smoothen this for the start of those projects which are well known to deserve any further mention. From the signals already received from your government, as well as private quarters, I state without any equivocation that under your government, my traditional area is poised for takeoff in its socioeconomic transformation. We cannot therefore allow land to be an impediment to our development. In conclusion, I wish to thank and commend Your Excellency for the development projects slated for execution in my traditional area, the areas of education, roads, infrastructure, including upgrading of Lora Town roads and many other roads linking the township to rural areas and other districts and beyond. These interventions will no doubt stimulate the economic development of our traditional area. But, like Oliver Twist in the well-known classic, we wish to remind government about a few other priorities and requests are made concerning the development of Lora on some previous occasions. The first one has been answered when we went indoors. So Lora people, you wait. That one I'll announce to you later. Number two, the construction of a bridge at Dikpe across the Volta is one of our key projects. The infrastructure needs of the Lora Nursing Training College and the Lora Hospital, which will celebrate 90 years as a hospital next year. Last but not least, the establishment of a College of Education in Lora. On the construction of a bridge at Dikpe, we note that Dikpe is one of the settlements located along the River Volta, which serves as the western boundary of the Lora District and the Republic of Burkina Faso. It is a major crossing point and handles considerable social and economic traffic on a daily basis. The construction of this bridge at Dikpe will no doubt boost economic activities between our two countries and further strengthen our social relations. The Lora Nursing Training College commenced as a certificate program in nursing assistance clinical in 2010. In 2015, because of exceptional performance, it was upgraded to a diploma status. For providing training and programs in